Why is it that we tend to think about the bad more than the good? Last year, one of my friends said to me, you know, it doesn't matter how many encouraging things I hear during the week or compliments or messages, it's that one criticism that comes that just keeps me stirring all week long. Why is that? Some scholars think it's got something to do with way back among our ancestors, that when you keep track of the predators in the bushes and where they stay and where they hide, maybe it helps you survive. It's kind of a survival thinking attitude. Maybe there's something to that. But the problem is that doesn't help us to be spiritually thinking. It doesn't help us to always have the mind of Christ when we're always preoccupied with what's bad, with what's wrong. We heard in the second reading, St. Paul write to Timothy, his protege. Timothy had a Jewish mother and a Gentile father. He's a follower of Christ. He's a new Christian. He's very young, and he is the bishop of Ephesus in modern-day Turkey. And St. Paul writes to him to encourage him, help him to see the good. He says, Timothy, I remind you, stir into flame the gift of God that is within you by the imposition of my hands. That's that sign of how St. Paul passed on the gift of becoming a bishop to Timothy, to be a shepherd and overseer in the church by prayer and the laying on of hands, still the sign by which new clerics are ordained. Remember the gift that God gave you and rekindle it, Timothy. Stir it up. Don't let that fire grow cold. Because God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, of fear. No, God has given us a spirit of power and love and self-control. The power of the grace of Jesus Christ to change the world. The love of the Holy Spirit that brings about harmony and self-control, that discipline, that focus to stay attuned to what really matters, to the things of God. That's what God's given you, Timothy. Don't give in to the spirit of fear. Focus on the gift God has given you. Remember the good. Remember the gift. That really gets at a very important spiritual principle in our Catholic tradition, which is that for those who are in the service of God, for those trying to grow in holiness, for those seeking after Jesus, God never discourages us. Let me say it again. For those who are in the service of God, trying to follow Christ, God never discourages us. God might challenge you. God might show you here's some things that need to change. But God never discourages you. Because discouragement leads to despair, it leads to hopelessness, it leads to just feeling stuck, like I'm alone, there's nowhere to go. That's not from God when we are in God's service. It's easy to focus on the bad. We could very much focus on all the bad happening in our world. We can focus on the bad happening in our church. We can tend to see the bad in our family, in our spouse. We can see the bad in our parish or in our pastor, in our workplace. We can focus on that. But God wants us to be encouraged by his love, encouraged in hope, even in hard times. Even in hard times. The first reading was from Habakkuk, and Habakkuk, he's this prophet in probably the 700s BC, and all around him, the Assyrian kingdom has just destroyed the northern territory of Israel. They're exiling all these people, his brothers and sisters. They're taking them away, and the nation's collapsing. And Habakkuk cries out, like, Lord, like, what are you doing? Where are you? Why don't you hear our cries? It's a very hard time. There's lots of bad happening. This is also where we have to remember that the opposite spiritual principle happens when we begin to give ourselves over to darkness and to sin, when we're moving in the direction not in service of God, but we're moving in the direction of evil and of hell, God will discourage us. God will bite our conscience to wake us up and turn us back to him. But that's different than what he says to Habakkuk, because Habakkuk is in God's service. He's trying to be faithful. He's trying to seek God's will. And that's why God says to Habakkuk, remember the vision I've shown you. The whole book is like eight visions in the book of Habakkuk. Remember the visions I've shown you of the future that's full of hope. It will come to fulfillment. It won't disappoint you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Remember the good that I'm doing. Even when around you, there's a lot of bad. Be encouraged, Habakkuk. Corpus Christi, be encouraged. God is with you. God is here. There's so much good that we can see. Among the many good things that we see is these young people in our midst today who are preparing for the sacraments, preparing to commit to be disciples of Jesus once again as missionary disciples in the church, Eucharist and Confirmation. And you all who are here who are about to make commitments and your sponsors, you encourage us as church. You help us, like St. Paul says to Timothy, you help us to keep our eyes fixed on Christ and on the good things God is always working in our midst. And I'm guessing, are the second graders with their parents right now? Okay, they're all spread out. I'm like, where's the munchkins? Okay, they're all spread around here. You guys too, who I can't see behind the pews. You all too. I mean, what joy is there when we celebrate First Holy Communions and we see these children of God coming up to receive Jesus himself, receiving the Spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control, anointed by God. And what grace and power there is in those being confirmed as you'll be strengthened, confirmare, with firmness, with strength, you'll be filled anew with the Holy Spirit to give witness to God and his love by your words and your deeds. Your whole life long, that Spirit will be with you. It's an amazing gift. And this scripture verse, which St. Paul tells to Timothy about the gift of his ordination, can very much be applied to all of you. Stir up into flame the gift of your confirmation, the gift of your baptism. So it's like when there's a fire that's full of burning embers, sometimes just turn a few logs over and that fire just quickens once again. And all of us here who are your fellow disciples, sponsors, family, parishioners, fellow Christians, we're all meant to be encouragers of these young confirmation candidates, these young communicants as well. Always encouraging. Now, today is the Twin Cities Marathon. Deacon Glenn is probably on, I don't know, what is it, like mile 19 or something today? I don't know when it started, but Deacon Glenn's running today. You know, speaking of encouragement, like that's a great image for the Christian life. It's a marathon. It's long. It's hard, but we're together. And probably the worst thing you can do in a marathon, unless you're like someone's coach, but you see your friend running by, you know, I doubt Deacon Glenn's friends are saying to him like, "Hey Glenn, like you're kind of lagging there. It's not looking good. You, speed it up. Come on." Like, it's not good for marathoning, right? It's the Christians too. We need to encourage one another, love one another, point out the good, while still being realistic, still seeing what needs to change, what needs to grow. But we encourage one another so we can finish the race well, by the grace of God. Not being ashamed of our Christian testimony ever, not ever being cowardly, but trusting in that Spirit of power, love, and self-control that God gives to all of us, especially as a faith community at Corpus Christi. Christ says all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed to move mountains, to even have trees be uprooted. That's really just a sign of amazing things that God does in our lives. May this little gift, may this very small gift of the Eucharist today strengthen us to be encouraged, to love one another, never to be ashamed of our testimony to Christ our Savior.